Hey there, cats, kittens. I'm Mike Hoffman. How you doing? This is the podcast. It's MMA and stuff. This is no MMA on this one, though. It's just pure stuff. Stuffing it like you can't believe. Thought about doing some MMA, but no, I thought I got Matthew to come. That's what she said. So we will instead be talking about something, anything, whatever thing. I got a dog walking here. He's been cooped up all day. He's been so sad. He looked at me, and I didn't even have to say, do you want to go for a walk? I just looked at him and go, hey, Sam. He goes, he just starts bolting. He's like, I know those words. I know how this works. You said my name in a certain intonation. That means I'm going to go walk around and piss on things for a while. This is the best part of my life. And I look at him, and I'm like, you're damn right it is, doggo. It is true. Oh, you're going to poop, aren't you? Huh? There's no bask, no things here. I don't know if I did. I don't think I did talk about it. I had this idea, this explanation. And I'm going to get to some football talk soon. Although this all ties in with this international community. And I just heard some dude yelling in his house. I thought he was yelling at me. I'm like, it wasn't your yard, my dog shedding. My definition of communism, or of a communist, but they are, I don't know if it's that definition of it. I was ranting on my way back as I drove home from the United Center. I said some things to myself. I was like, hey, that was kind of funny. I like the way that sounded. I don't remember any of them now. Shit is so much better in my head, in my imagination, in an event that may or may not have really happened the way I have any idea that it recalled maybe did. So, communists. They're like a dude who, like every year, some guy jumps out of an airplane without a parachute. And this guy tells you, like this communist guy, he's a guy, and every year he's taking people up there. And he's telling them, it's like, no, you won't die. You jump out and you do this. You won't die. You just have to do it just right. You have to flap your arms just right here. And the moment you feel your feet hit the ground, then you begin your tuck. You can't begin the tuck before, and you can't wait until too late after you touch the ground. Right around then and there, that's when you begin your tuck. And I swear to you, if you do it, it'll work. Everybody's like, but dude, every time somebody tries to do your method of jumping out of an airplane without a parachute, they die. Every single time, they die. And then this guy is just like, no. They just haven't tried my method correctly. All those other methods were so much more like that old way of thinking of a parachute. And I'm over here with the parachute going, it's like, well, I know that your idea is if you do it just right, we can all fly. But since I don't think that human beings can fly, and I don't think that we're ever going to do everything just right to fly, and I still don't even really know what that would mean. Like, what do you mean humans fly with our flapping our fucking arms? Like, I don't think that's possible. I'm going to have a parachute here. Now, it's not as dainty, or it is dainty. I don't know what I'm trying to say here. Point is, I know my parachute works. And I know that every time you get closer and closer to using a parachute, you survive. Like the guy that jumps out of the airplane and just fucking goes needle deep right into the earth, that dude dies. Yeah, the guy that jumps out of the airplane and goes, oh shit, and takes off his shirt and throws it over his head like some sort of cartoon character, making a parachute that way, he also dies, because he still jumped out of an airplane without a fucking parachute. But that little thing he did, yeah, it'll slow him down a little bit more. Slow him down more than just going needle deep into the earth. I like the phrase needle deep. So yeah, if you're gonna, we all have to jump out of airplanes. Maybe you communists think you can fly. The rest of us, I just think we should have a parachute. And everybody else out there just keeps, like, getting further and further away from parachutes. And every time you say it, they just keep going, no. We're putting the anvil on our feet. That's how you're supposed to do it. We never put the anvil on our feet before. Give it 5 years. You know, 5 years in, man. Just 5 years from now on, we can make this shit work. It's always 5 years. So yeah, that's describing communists versus capitalists using the world's, worst skydiving crew. You know, it's just a lot of these people. We keep letting people do it. The problem is, like, everybody keeps going, no. Like, we all agreed. No parachutes. We're just going straight fucking down. No. Joe, Uncle Joe, he told me this time it's good. And we got our buddy Barack over there. You know Barack. Look at him. He's kind of multi-ethnic. He's cool. Like, he's told everybody he's from Hawaii. Like, you don't really know anyone who's from Hawaii. And you look at him and go, hey, yeah, you know what? He does. I think that's what a Hawaiian looks like, right? It looks like that guy. Like, I guarantee you, if you told your average white person in Iowa, or in my case, Illinois, if you told us, hey, look at this picture. This is what a Hawaiian looks like. And you showed us Barack Obama. I bet at least half of us, at least, would go, yeah, okay. I guess that's what, yeah. I thought they're a little fatter, maybe. That's right, you know. The Hawaiians are fat, but other than that, yeah. Kind of looks like BJ Penn, a little bit. Tiny little bit, if you know that reference at all. Yeah, maybe. So, yeah, no, we kind of went that way. And, like, that guy was just like, no, guys, really. You guys got to relax when you hit the ground, all right? Like, just be chill. Just everybody be cool. Do a little coke if that's your thing, just cool, just go with it. And he's just kind of like this cool dude. You're like, oh man, look at it. Like, this dude's fucking, he's saying we can do it. Like, that, he swears, man, we can fucking do it. We just have to be cool. That's all. Now look, he's playing fucking basketball. The last guy that said that we could do it, he didn't play basketball. Joseph Stalin did not play basketball. We can agree to disagree on a lot of things, but we have to acknowledge some basics in life. Joseph Stalin did not play basketball, all right? And if he did, he certainly did not play basketball, as well as Barack Obama, right? Exactly. So Obama, you know, he's up there playing basketball, and you're like, fuck. He swears that if you just bend your knees at the right split second, that you can tuck and roll. Look at him. Does he look like he's smart as shit, dude? Like, yeah, no, really. No, he went to Harvard. No, dude, he's smart as shit. No, really, he is. Oh, really? Yes, Hawaii counts as Asian. Yeah, he's smart as shit. Totally. Went to Harvard and everything. No, it's just Tiger Woods, you know. That's what it is. We were shooting with Tiger Woods. I think that may be how America went with Barack Obama. I think we went with Tiger Woods. Like, we kind of had this idea of, like, all right, like, kind of a hip Democrat dude, and his wife is this publicly stern type of personality, so he's always kind of like, you know, Bill Clinton was sneaking his McDonald's and Obama snuck his cigarettes. I think we just went with, like, all of our favorites. We mashed them into one. You know? Like, I just had that pop culture reference with Obama. Completely fucking gone. Something Asian-y. You know, we just took, you know, we just kind of redid Bill Clinton. We updated it. We Me Too'd it. Or whatever the fuck the white-facing one is. Opposite of that. Like, we kind of liked having a president that we thought, we didn't like the fucking around part necessarily, but we wanted the dude that we thought could do it. You know? And, like, he was still kind of hand-packed. But, like, Michelle Obama was a lot. She was kind of a beastly-looking woman sometimes. I don't know why I went with her looks right away. It's just really easy. And I think it's part of it's because nobody's allowed to do it. I say it's easy, and it is, and yet you don't see very many jokes about it. And don't give me this, it'll be hack. Come on. Like, seriously, you're not allowed to tell me, nobody's allowed to ever say, well, that's hack. If they're a professional who wrote jokes about Donald Trump's hand size, or his color of his skin, or whatever. Like, come on. Like, we're well past hack. And it never got said. And I know why. Roseanne really knows why now, I think. You're just not supposed to bring those things up. Which, I mean, I don't know, I'm not going to die on that hill. I'm high, so I'm understanding. Doggo. But she's a big woman. And she was stern, but unlike Hillary just seemed like a... We knew the truth. The thing is, Hillary didn't seem like anything. We knew Hillary Clinton. When you cut through all that bullshit, we nailed who Hillary Clinton was. She was a take no prisoners, do anything, win at all costs type. She was not a... Now, I'm not saying she didn't have some sort of bedrock. I mean, she was never going to be like, oh, I'll become pro-life all of a sudden like that. Like, there's going to be some sort of, like, if I succeed my mission of, like, women's rights type of thing. But it was always, she was very willing to let her, I think, over time, her personal success be considered her fealty to that cause. Remember back, okay, a couple minutes ago, when I was kind of being funny in grand manners now, and I'm just talking about how we all knew Hillary was a bitch. But anyways, yeah, commies, they just think that you can fly. They think you can hit and roll, tuck and roll out of an airplane. And here's why that works as an analogy. Just like communism, where everybody who ever hears about it goes, ah, come on. Like every hardline Ayn Rand, Rand Paul, you know, burn it down, eco nihilist, capitalist, anarchist, capitalist type. Every single person has at one time or another thought, I wonder what it would be like. Like, could I figure out? Because everybody's kind of convinced with communism, that appeal. Everybody's kind of like, I could figure it out, couldn't I? Like, I could get that. I could figure. And then they go, okay, I couldn't do it, blah, blah, blah. It's the same thing right now, jumping out of a plane. Every single person right now, every single one of you, has in the past couple minutes. I feel like I'm talking to a crowd. I am. I'm doing crowd work here. I'm watching a doggy pee. Like, he looks at me like, yeah, I'm peeing. I am 11 years old. You've watched me do this forever. Shut the fuck up. We didn't get you till you were half a year old. Anyway, all of you people. But the thing about jumping out of the airplane, why the analogy works, is just as we've all of us dedicated, good-hearted capitalist types, have all thought at one time or another, how could we make communism work? We could do this, right? Same with the airplane. Just right now, everybody listening to me, everybody, every single one of you, has had in your head the mental image. You've thought that, sat there and gone, okay, yeah, you could jump out of an airplane. If you're a man. Okay. If there's any ladies listening, this one probably doesn't work for you. But for your man, every man listening is going, could you tuck and roll? I keep going over this idea in my head, and every time I'm sitting, there is that part of me that's just kind of like, but I mean, like, there's like a chance. I don't want to ever acknowledge the reality that there is no chance that I cannot tuck and roll out of an airplane. Not on purpose, and I can't replicate that shit. I can't figure that out. Same way with communism, man. You just gotta let it go. I know it sounds all cool, and the alternative is scary. It's just like, same with the fucking parachute, man. It's kind of scary jumping out of an airplane. You got that parachute, you're kind of floating around, you're like, fuck me, man. Like, I don't really know. I don't know what's going on. Like, I'm not totally in control, but it's like, no, you're right. You won't be in control. Not the same way that we would in the old dumpster dive out of the plane to the ground. You're definitely more in control with that. But when you're in the parachute thing, Like, you're going to hit the ground. Like, you're going to make it down safely. It's going to be kind of turbulent. Yeah, a little weird here. Man, I'm not really totally. I'm shitting on people. Oh, somebody's shitting on me. Oh, my parachute went down. Oh, I only got the spare. I've only got the backup. This isn't cool. That family's in more danger. They got 3 people in 1 parachute. At least some of the communists. Everybody had the same number of parachutes. And, you know, we all would hit the ground. Terminal velocity as 1, damn it. Yes, you're going to be dirty. But by golly, we'll all be dirty together. It's true, though. It's true. It's what it is. We sit here and we want to pretend like it's different. I honestly believe that's why so many people admire Europe and they do all this stuff. We're just hoping. Nothing wrong with that. There isn't. It's kind of beautiful, I guess. Like, we're all just like... I think a lot of people will earnestly walk ourselves into a fiery inferno of failure. And the next generation will do the same thing. Because, I don't know. Guess capitalism is scary. And I'll tell you what it is. It's not just, is capitalism scary? There is some of that. I think you have to be a different type of person to thrive in a capitalist society. Not you just have to become a different person. We all have within us. Blah. But it's also that it's not perfect. It seems great. Honestly, I mean, I'm a big fan of it, big fan of America, all the shit we've done in the past couple hundred years that, like, none of y'all ever did anywhere ever. You guys weren't, like, you guys had thousands and thousands of years to end slavery. America's like 60 years in. We're like, fuck that shit, dude. Like, seriously. There's no way, dude, I am not coming off to fucking 100 years as a country and still own people. Yeah, fine, let's do it. I declare you're all freed. Now everybody in this room just pretend like I did that at the beginning of the war. All right. But no, man, like, it's not perfect. All the great progress, all the great shit we've had is not perfect. But it works. And actually, it works pretty fucking good. Communism doesn't work. It never will work. It just won't. It's like jumping out of the airplane. But if it ever did work, well, then that'd be really cool, because it would be perfect, and everybody would just go, holy shit. It's not just a financial system that's a problem. Capitalism is basically an economic system. That's what it promises. Communism promises more than that. It promises the end of certain basic human impulses. There's a doggy over there getting nutso. Because he's poor. So is mine. Because he's on a leash. It's doggy nature. It's like human nature. But I think we like it because it would... Yeah, thank you.
My son graduated in 2010.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Sam, come on. Yeah, I went there. I was there last summer for starting my first year. So doing my master's degree in writing. So, yeah. Sorry, everybody. That was a weird way to fuck around with my podcast. Come on, doggo. Come on. Anyways, yeah, that's communism. It's not good. And it'll kill you like jumping out of an airplane without a parachute. Also, all of you just heard me tell a huge lie, but a great lie. It's the kind of lie I'm good at. You know, that lady, she was walking her dog, and she saw I'm wearing a Yale t-shirt. Because it's extra big, and I'm not anymore. But it's comfortable. And she saw it, she goes, oh, I like your t-shirt. I was like, I forgot I was really wearing Yale. I go, and then I thought, okay, well, she's going to be like, hey, you must be really smart. Like, I really thought that a human being was just commenting to me of, hey, you're smart. Like, what's it like to be great, Mike? Seriously, Brian, or anybody, if anybody actually who knows me listens to this, you dumb dog, stop rolling around. But what are you doing? Get up. Anyways, So yeah, I totally thought she was helping, like, not coming on and be like, just congratulating me, because I think I'm that much better than people or something. What an asshole. And then she was saying, like, I'm sure most people couldn't hear this, but she was saying that, her son graduated from there in 2010. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I was trying to, like, not say anything to her, because I wasn't sure exactly what was happening. You know, I was like, I don't know what she really wanted from me. And then she kind of was like, you know, did you go there? It's just like, be kind of weird now if I said no, because I am wearing a Yale t-shirt, and it's not like, I mean, I'm sure, look, it's Harvard and all those school people wear that shit, but like, it's kind of weird, like, it'd be awkward if I just said no. It'd be like, oh yeah, I'm just a fan of where your kid went. And so, and that's when I was just like, no, I went there. No, yeah, I went there. And she's like, oh, okay, great. And of course, I had to like expand on the lie, because at this point now, it felt kind of like I was lying to her, which I wasn't, but it felt like I was. And it felt like she thought I was lying to her. More importantly, this is really about her and that fear than it is anything. I don't know what the fear is. Anyways, so that's when I threw in the, yeah, I was there last summer. Again, true. So far, I haven't lied at all. Then I went with the, I was doing my first year of my master's degree in writing. Now, again, you see where the lie happens here. Obviously, it's not really a subtle lie if you know it, but a relatively plausible lie. You know, master's degree, that explains why an older man looks like the way I do with a dog, walking around in shorts and t-shirt, and fucking work week, just kind of work day. You know, I kind of look like, what's that guy doing around here, huh? I don't know if I really look at that kind of guy. But yeah, okay, master's degree, so you're a little older. Explains why I wouldn't know, like, oh, he graduated from 2010. I mentioned master's, suddenly I'm not with the undergrads, I'm someplace else. She doesn't know where I'm at. Now she knows she can't ask me questions, and I have a really good explanation. If she's like, do you know about, like, Mike Hall? And I'd be like, no, I don't know who Mike Hall is. She'd be like, oh, no, that's where my son stayed. I'd be like, oh, that hall, huh? Yeah, no, I don't, sorry, I don't, yeah, no, I think that was burned down when I was there at Yale. Like, yeah, I know they don't like to talk about it. They don't like to talk about that one time at Yale when a dormitory burned to the ground. It just doesn't come up. So that's why I slip in the master's thing, which is kind of, again, I went there last summer for writing. I just upped it to a master's, but I didn't say I had the master's. I just said I was working on it. And you could argue that what I did last year does work towards it. No, it doesn't actually work towards it in a concrete way. I don't get credit, per se. But it would definitely look good, I would think. I would think so, right? I think it's fair to say it would look good if you're like, hey, I'd like to get my master's degree here at Shithead State down the street. They'd be like, well, why do you think you should go here? I mean, we're pretty exclusive. Shithead State doesn't take anybody. And then you're just like, I went to Yale for a couple weeks in one summer for writing. And they'd be like, fuck, we're Shithead State, and that's Yale. So yeah, I lied to the lady. And now, like, I'll have to never wear this shirt in public again while walking my dog. Fuck.